this Advent season. You're listening to 990 WDEO Ypsilanti, Detroit.
Good morning.
Morning. It is Friday, December 14, 2007. You're listening to Catholic Connection, Ave Maria Radio, WDEO, AM 990, and WMAX, AM 1440. So good to be with you on a dry Friday morning. Cloudy, a little bit cool out there, 34 degrees, but I'll tell you what, thanks be to God, the roads are quite clear. No major problems out there, not the case out east. They're expecting even more snow over the weekend with a big nor'easter on the way, and they've been clobbered getting several inches of snow. We'll have a full report. Also coming up on the program this morning, Vic Faust, Channel 7 sportscaster, of course, and a revert to the faith. He came back home to the Catholic Church a few months ago and has shared his testimony here and in many other areas around southeastern Michigan. He's going to be joining us to give us his two cents at the Two Cents segment about this whole controversy with baseball and the steroids and, of course, the Mitchell report that came out yesterday. You know, this does affect us. And as Al says, we have to look at everything through the lenses of Scripture and the teachings of the Catholic Church, of course, because this is an ethical issue here. And with so many young people impacted by what they see on TV, especially in the world of sports, with many of these men and women who are looked at as role models, what are we to do with this when we hear something like this? It's very disturbing to me. And I also heard something disturbing on the news last night watching it, that some people are saying, well, the fans are so used to this kind of thing that they don't think it's a big deal. I don't agree with that. I think most of us, at least who are believers, would find it a very, very big deal. And so we'll talk with Vic about the ethical implications, where this is going, if this will clean up baseball and maybe have an impact on other sports, and we'll get his insight on that. And if you're concerned about this as a parent, maybe, who has a son or a daughter who's very active in sports, you can give us a call, 877-573-7825. So Vic Faust, weekend sportscaster and Channel 7 Action News sports reporter, joining us at 8:15. He just had another baby. He and his wife, I believe this is baby number three, just had a baby boy earlier this week. So we'll also get the daddy report, too, the update. And then coming up in the bottom of the hour at 8:30, 8:35-ish, we're going to check in with Right to Life, a new chapter, actually a new office here in Domino's Farms. And we're going to be checking in with them on some of the activities coming up for the March for Life, which is really right around the corner. And if you are planning to go, better get involved and do that soon, because the hotel rooms in D.C. are already filling up. Dr. Pia DeSeleni is going to be with us today. She was supposed to be with us on Thursday, but was traveling, so she switched with Janet for yesterday, and she's going to be joining us at 9:15. She's got some fun issues as well as some serious things to talk about. She wants to talk about Advent traditions. Both of us being Italian-American women, we like to talk about our heritage, and so she's going to talk about some Italian-American Advent traditions as well as why we need to make sure that the baby Jesus is not in the manger yet. You know, sometimes I think we forget about that, and there's very much a significant reason why we do that, and Pia will talk about that, and she's also going to reflect on the Holy Father's encyclical. Barbara Nicolosi joins us at 9:30 to talk about, among other things, the Golden Compass, but some new releases, she says, so she's got a couple of good flicks that we might want to see over the holidays. And then we're going to wrap up the program at 9:45 with a volunteer from Immaculate Heart Radio. Now, this is a big deal. Immaculate Heart Radio has just put on the air another affiliate to EWTN, which is carrying our programming here at Ave Maria Radio, of course, Catholic Connection, the morning drive program for EWTN, and Cresta in the afternoon drive program, plus, of course, The Doctor Is In, which we also produce, Sister Ann Shields program, many programs that are produced here at Ave Maria Radio supply the programming for Catholic radio affiliates around the country, and we have a big new affiliate in San Francisco. Talk about an area that's a mission field. AM 1260. The call letters are changing because of the new Catholic ownership, so we'll find out what the new call letters are going to be. But Mike Lambert is a volunteer, and Mike's going to be joining us live from the West Coast to talk about this very, very important station that is just blanketing San Francisco. I guess it's one of those powerhouse AM stations. So it's a big deal, folks, big deal. Catholic radio continues to grow, so thanks be to God for that. AM 1260 in San Francisco. So that's our program for today. Vic Faust at 8:15, Michigan Right to Life at 8:35. We'll get the update on how you can maybe go down to the March for Life if you're interested. 9:15 in our national hour, Dr. Pia DeSeleni, Barbara Nicolosi, and we'll take a look at a brand new station, a big one, just opening up, hitting the airwaves this week, AM 1260 in the city by the bay. San Francisco. In terms of our forecast today, we are blessed. All right, so it's not sunny in 75 or 80, which is my perfect, you know, weather forecast. However, It's very comfortable out there. It's about 35 degrees out there right now. We're going to have partly sunny skies today, 34. We are going to get some snow over the weekend. It's going to start coming down tomorrow, later in the afternoon, early evening. We're going to see a high of 29. Could get, they're saying, up to 3 inches, maybe even more. But we are not going to get all of that ice and all of that wind and all of this just clobbering that they're getting out east. And now they're saying that Oklahoma is even going to be getting more bad weather come this weekend. So just praise God that it's just pretty snow and it's beautiful this time of year, isn't it, with the Christmas lights and whatnot. So again, tomorrow it's going to be a high of 29, some snow later in the day, more snow on Sunday and a high of 30. Right now it's about 34, 35 degrees out there, cloudy skies. The roads are bone dry, though. Really, really easy out there on the roads, thanks be to God. It's 8:05. Speaking of the roads, let's go to AAA traffic. This AAA traffic report is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild. Join the Guild by calling 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Here is your up-to-the-minute 990 WDEO AAA Metro Detroit traffic report. This is Scott Matthews reporting. Construction update along 75. You're going to find 75 northbound ramp to Lafayette. That's closed down. That'll be closed down until 2009. Ambassador Bridge traffic, must use the Clark Street exit at this point. 75 northbound ramp to Telegraph Road. You're going to find that closed down. That'll reopen up tomorrow, hopefully, if they stick to their word on that one. 75 northbound connector ramp to 96 westbound, you're going to find that closed down. That'll be in effect through 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So after this weekend, at least we'll have some of the projects out of the way. By the way, 75 southbound ramp to Michigan Avenue, that is still closed until February 20th of next year.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild calendar invites you to activate your faith. Don't miss the Family of Faith Apostolate's December meeting Friday the 14th at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Plymouth. Dan Czarnecki will be the speaker discussing discerning God's will. Call 313-563-7804 for more information. All men are invited to Braveheart's monthly men's breakfast Saturday, December 15th at St. Joseph's in Lake Orion. This month's speaker is Paco Gavrilidi, talking about protecting wives and children from today's anti-family influences. For more information, call 248-693-6215, extension 401. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
And now back to Teresa Tomeo and Catholic Connection.
Welcome back, 8:07. Take a look at your news on Catholic Connection on Friday, December 14, 2007. Well, as we mentioned, much of the Northeast being blanketed by a massive snowstorm, and the weekend's forecast does not leave a lot to be desired. Forecasters at the National Weather Service says a major nor'easter is on track to hit regions sometime tomorrow, bringing more than a foot of snow to some areas of the eastern seaboard. In other news this morning, a new statement from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith being released today. It will state that evangelization is the duty of all Christians. The forthcoming Vatican document is, according to a newspaper in Italy, an attempt to clarify an issue that has caused keen debate among Catholic theologians as well as between Catholic and Orthodox leaders. A record 2 million pilgrims visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th, of course, her feast day, the Shrine's management reports. Each year, about 18 to 20 million travel to the famous church just outside Mexico City on the site where the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Juan Diego back in 1531. This year, roughly 7 million pilgrims visiting that shrine between Sunday, December 9th, and the feast day this past Wednesday. Well, surprise, surprise. Not really. A new poll shows that Americans support allowing Christmas displays on government property. Who knew? Well, the Pew Research Center poll indicating that 83% of those surveyed say that displays of nativity scenes and Christmas trees should indeed be allowed. Nearly a third believe such displays should only be allowed if other symbols, such as those for Hanukkah, are also displayed. The poll also showing that 11%, bah humbug, say such displays should not be allowed. An oversight panel finds the Catholic Church in the U.S. has responded quite strongly to the child sex abuse scandal, but the head of the National Review Panel says efforts for prevention, healing, and vigilance will be demanded for the rest of our days. Other findings by the review board, concluding over 6 million children have been through programs to help them identify wrongdoing. Over 1.5 million background investigations have also taken place. Vic Faust from Channel 7 is going to be along in just a few minutes to talk about this in detail, but former Senator George Mitchell releasing his report yesterday on the use of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs in baseball. Among the names listed in his report include home run king Barry Bonds, pitcher Roger Clemens, and outfielder Gary Sheffield. Mitchell says all sectors of the baseball community are partially to blame for the use of performance-enhancing drugs in the game.
Everyone involved in baseball over the past two decades, commissioners, club officials, the Players Association, the players, shares to some extent in the responsibility for the steroids era.
Mitchell adding that the use of steroids and human growth hormone is encouraging younger athletes to use them. He feels that baseball's current drug testing process is better but still has room for improvement. Meanwhile, the Major League Baseball Commissioner, Bud Selig, saying he will punish players linked to performance-enhancing drugs on a case-by-case basis. He spoke yesterday following release of Mitchell's report, and he said he would weigh the evidence in each case and take action when he felt necessary. Now, Selig said he would make such decisions, especially when he felt the integrity of baseball was in question. His decision went against Mitchell's report, which suggested baseball forego punishing the players listed.
I will deal with the active players identified by Senator Mitchell as users of performance-enhancing substances. I will also review the comments made by Senator Mitchell about club personnel and will take appropriate action.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig saying he will take an interest in players listed in that Mitchell report. Meanwhile, as reporter Terry Moore explains, the White House was quick to weigh in with major reaction to the Mitchell report on steroids in Major League Baseball.
President Bush hopes the comprehensive report on performance-enhancing drugs in baseball marks the beginning of the end of steroids abuse. So said White House Press Secretary Dana Perino.
In 2004, the president used time in his State of the Union address to highlight the problem that he saw with steroid abuse, especially because of the message that it sends to children who look up to professional athletes.
Marino said it's important to put a bright spotlight on the problem of steroids in professional sports.
It's in the best interest of baseball, it's the best interest of our children, and ultimately for all professional sports.
President Bush is a former part owner of the Texas Rangers Baseball Club. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
And counselors say it's not just the impression kids get from athletes doing steroids that often lead kids to try performance-enhancing drugs. Brett Newcomb says kids can also be taught at an early age by parents, teachers, and coaches that they should do anything they can just to win.
I think it's not the individual hero that these kids are emulating as much as it is the pressure from their parents to win or to excel or to achieve.
And the counselor hoping the release yesterday of that report makes parents and coaches realize there's no cultural value of making a sports player an icon for children. Los Angeles authorities have arrested five men in connection with last month's devastating fire in Malibu. Sheriff Lee Baca says the men ages 8 to 27 are being charged with two felony counts.
The aspects of what caused this fire are things that led to this crime, as I've described, destruction of property and the injury to human life. This is unacceptable adult conduct.
Investigators identifying the suspects through evidence found at the scene of an illegal campfire. Using video footage from a nearby store, detectives were able to trace food wrappers and receipts. The fire destroying 53 homes and injuring six firefighters. That particular fire, for example, led to property loss estimated to be around $100 million. A Miami, Florida federal court jury acquitting one man and deadlocked on verdicts for six others in the so-called Liberty City 7 trial. The seven men were arrested in the summer of 2006 on charges they pleaded allegiance to Al-Qaeda and were developing plans to attack an FBI field office as well as a Sears Tower in Chicago. The judge declaring a mistrial, but the judge also told lawyers to prepare to retry the case as early as next month. The governor of New Jersey is expected to sign a law abolishing the death penalty in that state. The law heads to his desk after the New Jersey Assembly voting to replace executions with life in prison without the possibility of parole. It's the first time a state has legislatively abolished the death penalty since the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated the practice back in 1976. And a sign mandating people order in English has a steak shop owner in Philadelphia facing charges. Reporter Tom McDonald says the shop owner is going before the Philadelphia Human Relations Commission.
I'm ready. Whatever it takes. Joey Vento will be there.
Joey Vento of Gino Steaks in Philadelphia says there is nothing wrong with his sign telling people to speak English when ordering, and he's ready to fight it as long as it takes.
I consider myself right now, from all my emails and faxes that I get, I'm the spokesperson for the United States of America, and I'm taking the lead.
Vento says when the Human Relations Commission is done, he feels he will be vindicated, and if he isn't, he'll appeal it. Tom McDonald, Philadelphia.
It is a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection. You're listening to WDEO AM 990 and WMAX AM 1440 Ave Maria Radio, our website, avemariaradio.net. Hope you're doing well this morning. Gosh, we're almost done with the second week of Advent. Can you believe it already? I do hope your Advent is going well. Coming up on Catholic Connection with me, TT, CC with TT, Teresa Tomeo, Vic Faust from Channel 7 Action Sports. He's going to be joining us. He's going to give us his take, his two cents on this whole messy, ugly controversy with Major League Baseball. What do you think about this? I'm just curious, from a Christian perspective, what do you think is important here? I just think the whole issue of ethics in sports. And, you know, the church has a sports office at the Vatican. Did you know that? Actually got started a few years ago. It was the idea of John Paul II, and it's within the Pontifical Council for the Laity. Because they believe that sports can be a very useful thing in our life, of course, about playing as teammates, you know, team players, running the race, which is actually very scriptural, of course, according to St. Paul. So we can learn a lot from sports, and sports, you know, can be a very good thing for kids to be involved with. But the whole situation just has gotten, I think, out of control, and I just think it's really, really disgusting. I'd like to hear your opinions on that. Of course, we'll get Vic's input. 877-573-7825 if you have a comment or a question. 877-573-7825. And do you agree with that counselor that we had on this morning in the news who's saying that, you know, it's not just the images that are out there, but it's the pressure parents and coaches put on their kids, you know, to succeed, whatever the cost. 877-573-7825. 34 degrees out there right now. Cloudy skies, getting some snow, but not until tomorrow. It's going to be a good ride into work and a good ride home as well. Coming up, Vic Faust from Channel 7 Sports.
Everywhere you turn, you hear about the mortgage meltdown. The one question that everyone asks is, how did we get here? Does this sound familiar? Teaser rates, interest-only loans, adjustable rates, low minimum payments. Those are some of the hooks mortgage companies use to get you to call them. But during the same time, Kent Town from Fellowship Home Lending was saying,
slow down. Review all of your options and get your financial house back in order. Put a plan in place for you and for your family.
Now, who do you call to get a handle on your budget? The companies that were clamoring with wild offers before now and want to clean up the mess they got you into in the first place? Or Kent Town, who has had the same message today he's had for 6 years? Who knows what you're going to hear next from those mortgage companies, but as far as Fellowship Home Lending, you know what you're going to hear.
Whether your goal is to consolidate debt or get out of that adjustable rate mortgage, our goal here at Fellowship has always been to put a plan in place so that 2 years from now, you're in a better place than you are today.
Call 800-660-6433 and talk to Ken at Fellowship Home Lending. That's 800-660-6433 or fellowshiploans.com. From real estate to plumbing, from pet care to dentistry, Catholic business professionals are finding increased business when advertising with the Catholic Business Pages. For more information about advertising or to get your free copy, go to CatholicBusinessPages.com or call 734-930-4536. Get better results when you advertise. CatholicBusinessPages.com is brought to you this week by Premier Business Products, your copy, fax, and print center. Tired of inconsistent and blurry copies? We can help. For over 28 years, Premier Business Products has been providing superior sales and service for all your printing needs. Premier Business Products is the same name you can trust in high-speed copying, duplexing, faxing, and productivity. Visit us online at premier-business.com or call us today at 248-822-3535. That's 248-822-3535. CatholicBusinessPages.com, your best choice.
I will deal with the active players identified by Senator Mitchell as users of performance-enhancing substances. I will also review the comments made by Senator Mitchell about club personnel and will take appropriate action.
All right, that is Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig responding, of course, to the Mitchell report on steroid use in baseball, which came out yesterday, really making international news. So what are we to make of this from a Christian perspective, and especially a Catholic Christian perspective? As I was saying earlier, the Vatican actually has an office on sports dedicated to ethics in athletics. That was something that was on the heart of John Paul II, and it's within the Pontifical Council for the lady if you're interested in finding out more about that. Be interested in hearing your comments as we interview an expert in sports, Vic Faust, who is with Channel 7 Sports. He's a weekend sportscaster as well as a sports reporter. 877-573-7825 if you have a comment or a question. 877-573-7825. Hey, Vic, good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. Good to talk to you today.
First of all, let me say congratulations on the new baby. How are things?
Oh, things are fantastic. For those listeners who may not know, just had our third child. We have a 5-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old son, and we just had a new baby boy. So
aww,
things are going well. My wife has been fantastic. Last night was the first night we had him home from the hospital, and I didn't hear him once. So my wife is an angel, and so is he.
And you said a rosary with him this morning?
You know what? I absolutely did. I try to get up and do that in the mornings, and it was my turn to hold him for a while to give my wife a little break. So whether he liked it or not, and I hope he did, he heard his first full rosary this morning.
Well, God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It really is an exciting time from a family standpoint. We do just thank God for this blessing, which we have.
Well, let me ask you, this is something, of course, sports is what you do for a living. You cover sports, and we know that you're very, very dedicated to the faith. You came back to the church not too long ago. This has got to trouble you as a dad, as a sportscaster, as a Christian. You know, it really disheartens me. I mean, I'm about 10 years older than you, but when I grew up, I mean, we could idolize the people in sports in a sense that they seem to really be still ethical at that point. You know, in the 60s and the 70s, they were still our heroes. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty scary out there right now. Every time you turn around, whether it's, you know, football with Vic, or whether it's, you know, baseball with the steroids thing, you know, with Bonds and the others, there always seems to be something. What is your take on this whole thing?
Well, first of all, it's a dark day for the sports world. It's a dark day for baseball. It's a complete disgrace. And it's embarrassing to me for all of these people to do this. But I guess, fortunately, being a former athlete, playing college football at the University of Missouri, and seeing some guys take steroids, or knowing, I've never actually saw needles being put into bodies or people digesting any sort of sports performing, enhancing drugs of any kind. But in seeing them and then getting into the sports world and where you cover people, you know, I've never looked at any athletes as heroes. Maybe it's because I'm close to them and I'm glad so that I wouldn't be let down. But that isn't how the rest of society is. Most people do go to the games and enjoy going to the Tigers games and love watching these guys play. When you get close to them, they're just people like we are. They're going to make mistakes just like a lot of people do in life. And you know what? A lot of these people, seriously, most of them, if they had their way, they wouldn't want to be plastered all over the media or having to talk to the camera. They'd like to just go play their sport, do whatever it takes, cash their check, and go home. However, society has really put these athletes on a pedestal, and they don't need to be there. They shouldn't be there. So that's another reason why the whole situation is just sick to me. Now, in regards to this baseball side, Teresa, nobody has come out and said, you know, I am guilty for what the Mitchell report has found.
Right, it's not based on testing. It's an investigation, though, correct?
Exactly, and that's what has to be said. It's based on a 4-month investigation, about $40 million invested to find out what exactly was going on with baseball from about 1985 to 2002, when there was no drug testing of any kind for steroids or performance-enhancing drugs in that period, 85 to about 2002. And they still don't have a good test for what's called HGH, the human growth hormone. And it's really interesting because science seems to stay one step ahead of all the sports in regards to testing. They can test for steroids now, but steroids, just flat-out steroids, are pretty much a performance-enhancing drug of the past, where now they've moved on to more designer drugs like HGH, which is undetectable right now.
In terms of the pressure, being that you cover sports and you were a college football player, where is this pressure coming from? I had a soundbite in the news earlier from a counselor who says it's not just coming from the world of sports, but it's coming from parents and also on the school level, grade school, high school, you know, college, from the coaches, really telling kids you have to win, you have to win. There's so much pressure. That is the message, I think, that's in society about being the best, you know, and it's all about me.
Yeah, exactly. It was a fantastic quote, because it's real. The pressure comes from everywhere because of what the society is about: fame, fortune, money, being recognized, being the hero, and me, me, me mentality. And that's where it starts. That's what's frustrating about everything. You know, and I think everything starts at home. I really do. I mean, whether it's your faith, whether it's how you're going to live your life, it starts with parents at home with the kids. And I look back, and I'm just grateful that my dad and mother had never pushed me in any sense to try to, you know, you got to play on this team, you got to play on that team. I was driven myself, but I never felt any pressure to do that. I was fortunate enough to play, you know, college football, you know, in the Big 12, a major school, good team, and have a full scholarship. And I never played football until I got to high school. And that's why I tell people there's all this pressure to be the best at 8 years old. You don't need it. And I'm an experienced, I've experienced it, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
These parents want to live, with all due respect, a lot of parents, I can't say everybody in generalized, but a lot of times they want their kids, because they love their kids, to be the best that they can be, and they want to give them every opportunity, maybe opportunities they didn't have as kids. But we got to keep in mind, it's not about playing sports. It's not, and it's not going to stop until the parents, in my opinion, teach the kids and show them the right way. And then, of course, you have coach.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't pushing kids to do this. But I'll tell you what, though, I am shocked. I have a nephew who plays 60 baseball games a year in Indianapolis just during the summer, and his parents, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, race from game to game to game, and I don't understand why it's necessary for him to play 5 games on a Saturday and 4 games on a Sunday, and it starts there.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with this report? Do you think this is going to be a positive fallout? Do you think this was something? Basically, they did this because of a couple of things, I'm sure, the bonds controversy, and I know there was
Absolutely.
Pressure from Congress. But what do you think is really going to come of this? Is this something that they're just trying to you know, put it out there, okay, we're doing something and hoping this will all go away? Do you think this is really an effort to change things?
Well, I'd like to think that there is. It's hard to make a determination anyway right now, Teresa, because we've never seen this happen before and there's no precedent. Now, when I heard Bud Selig, the baseball commissioner, come out yesterday after the report was talked about by the former Senator George Mitchell, and he pretty much accepted everything that the Mitchell report said and what George Mitchell said needed to be done, I was very surprised, because it was almost as if Bud Selig was taking his medicine, so to speak, and said that he's going to change things. He's
mm-hmm.
going to deal with each player, and he's going to get some sort of strict drug testing for Major League Baseball. And I think that that was a huge thing. I think there will be some positive reinforcement from there. I really do believe that. Can I guarantee it? No. But here's the thing. Nobody's talking about the NFL. And this is an interesting topic, because at some point, I think the NFL is going to go through the same thing that Major League Baseball is now. You don't hear people talking about it. However, I still think that there is so much going on in Major League football that has not been talked about. And these guys are absolutely enormous. They can do so many things. And, yes, there are a lot of God-given abilities that are there. But trust me, I think that some other things may be going on that the NFL allows, even though they say that they have tests. Now, they have steroid testing, but once again, HGH, the same situation. There's no real test for it, and the only people who really have a test for it are the Olympics. And you really, the only way that you're ever going to know is if you start holding samples now, and then you can maybe catch somebody 2 years, 3 years down the line.
How long has this been going on, do you think, Vic? And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Vic Faust from Channel 7 Sports. He's a weekend sports anchor as well as a general assignment sports reporter for the ABC affiliate in Detroit, WXYZ-TV, Channel 7. If you have a question, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. How long, I mean, when did all this stuff start with the steroids? I mean, how many years do you think this has been going on?
Well, I mean, steroids have been around for a long time. I mean, you go back to a former NFL great, Lyle Alzado, with the Oakland Raiders, who was using them in the 70s, you know, and it eventually
didn't hear about it back then, though, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? You didn't hear about it as much, or it wasn't being used by as many people. But now it is, because it's so readily available, Teresa. You can go to your local gym, hang out there for a while, and meet who you need to meet and find out where you can get some performance-enhancing
mm-hmm.
drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is that easy. Growing up, you know, and I'm 34, being at gyms, I had people offer the stuff to me over the years. And thankfully, I had a solid base, and I didn't need to go out and try to cheat. And I don't think it's necessary a lot of times that it's people, you know, intentionally wanting to be mean. It's you want to get ahead. You know that other people have the opportunity to maybe use it, and they're using it, and you're competing with them for positions, and you're competing with them for scholarships in college. And then when it gets to the NFL or professional sports, you're competing with them for contracts. And these are the things that push people. And I think that it's been going, you know, obviously it's been, like I said, going on 60s, 70s, probably before then. But it really started to hit home over the last 10, 15 years.
You know, what troubles me, I was watching the news coverage, you know, and checking out the wires yesterday and, of course, prepping for our interview for this morning. And I heard a lot of different people say that, oh, well, the fans are used to this. This is no big deal. They'll get over it. You know, and I thought, gosh, that's really sad. We shouldn't be, quote unquote, getting over something like this. This is a scandal. This is wrong. And, you know, whether these people want to be in these positions where they're looked at, you know, put on a pedestal, they are, and they have a responsibility as public personalities to live a life, at least, you know, to be respectable, because they are being looked at, you know, as idols by young kids. And it disturbed me that some people were saying, oh, it's just no big deal. It is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal if you care about what's going on in society.
Right,
if you care about the kids, because the kids are really the ones who get hurt here, because you have to explain to them what's going on with some of their quote-unquote sports heroes. And I was listening to some local sports talk radio yesterday, Teresa, and it really it shocked me. I know that people, you know, just care about wins and losses, and they're entertainers, and they just want to go and enjoy themselves. And you see people who want to go to movies or go to concerts or hear music, and they don't care about the personal lives of these people. They just want to be entertained, and that's why they're going to see them, not because they're a man or a woman of God, but because they can entertain them. Yesterday, I was listening to call after call where people said, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if these people are using steroids. I don't care if Gary Sheffield, our Detroit Tiger DH, is linked to this, and from Balco, the company in California that Barry Bonds was linked to with performance-enhancing drugs. We don't care. We just want to see Gary Sheffield go out and be the MVP. What's going on in his personal life is going on in his personal life.
Oh, yeah, that is so wrong, because what goes on in your personal life, it's who you are. People are their principles, you know what I mean?
And, and I understand that, and I'm sure most of the listeners understand that, but that's not how society is. And it's frustrating, and it does, and it makes you want to ram yourself through a wall, but it's like, what is going on? But it just shows you, once again, from a Christian standpoint, why, and not that we have to be like, we're better than you or judgmental, but we are supposed to be that shining light in this world of darkness.
Yeah, yeah, salt and light. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, there is so much pressure out there in society, but it really does have an impact on people. And the thing that scares me is the example that it's setting, not just for young people, but thinking that, oh, drugs is no big deal. Mitch Albom had a column a few months ago, and I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff politically. He's way too liberal for me, but I think he's a good writer, and I think he's a good sports writer. And he had a column about this very thing, saying that too many kids are getting so used to hearing this about steroids and you know, all kinds of, you know, performance-enhancing drugs that they just kind of shrug their shoulders and think that that's what's to be expected in sports today. And Mitch Albom said that's the thing that upsets him so much, is that kids expect it and then it's no big deal to kids when it shouldn't be that way.
No, that's a perfect example. And you know what that also made me think about? I didn't see that quote until you said it, but it made me think it's the same thing. Let's take it over into society. Let's go to television. Look at what kids think is acceptable now as opposed to 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. You just get used to things. And just because you get used to things does not mean, or doesn't mean it ever was right or correct or the way that it was intended.
So what do you think we should do from a Catholic perspective, Vic, in when we hear reports like this about what's happening in the world of, you know, of sports, and because it impacts society, you know, and the Vatican takes this very seriously. The Pontifical Council for the Laity does have an office dealing with sports. I mean, they honor athletes, and Pope Benedict has talked about the importance of being a team player, and, you know, and how it can be a great thing, you know, to come together and a healthy thing to be involved with. John Paul II was an athlete. So, you know, it's not that sports are bad. This is, you know, these are things that can be good, can be entertaining, can be good exercise, it can be a healthy activity. How are we to look at this, do you think, from a Catholic perspective?
I think first and foremost, we have to remember that we have to make sure that we're living the kind of lives personally that we need to, as we're supposed to do as Catholics. The second thing about that is we can never, and it's, I don't know if this is possible with a lot of people, but as Catholics we know, to keep things in their perspective. I use sports as a platform to go out, and when people want to hear and give me an opportunity to talk about the good news, to talk about what God has done in my life, and to talk about what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to have that relationship with God. We just have to remember that these athletes are no better than any one of us. They're working. This is their job, just like any of us would have a job. And we, just as difficult as it is, remember, we cannot put them up on some sort of platform. I mean, they can do something that we put on television and we see them in their job. It's just most of us, we don't have cameras on us and asking us how our job was day in, day out. That's how I look at it. And remember, just not to put too much emphasis on human beings,
right,
because
human beings will disappoint. Jesus will never
human
disappoint.
Beings will, I mean,
right,
whether it's in business, sales, any kind of thing, because I see humans putting other humans on levels, Teresa, that they shouldn't be put on.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a while to realize that over the years, but I feel like I've matured in that standpoint. Let's keep everything in its perspective.
Absolutely.
And if you have God at the center of your life, none of this stuff is even a problem. But that just shows you where our society is.
Yeah. Vic, always great to talk with you. I have to ask you one more question. This is a different topic, but how about those Central Michigan Chippewas winning the MAC championship?
Yes!
Yay!
Now, didn't I tell you a long time ago they were going to win it again this
yes,
year?
Yes, you did.
Central is going to the Motor City Bowl tonight after Christmas, December 26th. They're going to be playing Purdue down at Ford Field, so all the chips need to come out strong down to Ford Field. It should be a tough game. It's a terrific bowl game, second straight bowl game at the Motor City Bowl for the Chippewas with a first-year coach after Brian Kelly had left, so that's big. And they're playing Purdue, who pretty much pounded them earlier this
uh-oh,
year in the non-conference schedule. So there is a revenge factor, but I still think that Central is very capable of beating Purdue out of the Big Ten, and I know you'll be excited.
I am. I'm very excited. This is the second year in a row, and I already have my championship shirt from last year. Now I have to get one for this year. I'm so excited. I'm just so glad that we did it. Fire up chips. CMU later. Mount Pleasant
absolutely,
dreams, as we say. Listen, buddy, you have a great weekend and a beautiful rest of Advent, and I'm sure you're going to have a beautiful Christmas. You've got some time off with your family, and we're looking forward to having you on again real soon. If people want to have you come out to their church for a speaking event, how do they contact you?
The best way is at vfaust@wxyz. That's my email. Contact me there, and I return all those emails fairly quickly.
All right. So how's Davey Lou doing? I haven't talked to him in a while, speaking of Chippewas.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Davey Lou about 30 seconds ago, but I didn't know how you were doing time-wise. He's excited about Central Michigan. He would tell me all throughout the season if we didn't have Central in the show or didn't have time to get a highlight in. He's like, Vic, guys, what's going on? We got to get the chips in the show. He's like, what is this? No respect. Davey Lou is doing well, and I'll tell him that you said hello.
I will. And tell him I said fire up chips.
Yeah, he's trying to get to that game. He may have to work. I asked him a week ago. So he's like, I'd like to get down there because he wasn't able to go last year. So you may see Davey Lou down there if you're able to get down.
Well, if I'm not, then you tell him to pick me up a shirt and I'll pay him for it later. All right, buddy. Hey, have a great weekend. God bless you and the baby and your family. And we look forward to having you on again real soon.
You got it.
Thanks.
Bye, Teresa.
Bye-bye. Vic Faust, sportscaster and sports anchor at Channel 7. He covers sports for them. He's also the weekend sports anchor there, and he's a revert to Catholicism. He has a really, really cool testimony. So if you want to hear more about that, you can go, of course, to WXYZTV.com and email Vic. They've got his bio on there. You can get a little bit more information. Coming up, one of my favorite topics, pro-life. We're going to talk about how you can get involved in some of the many activities for the March for Life. It's 8:37. It's a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection, December 14th at 2:30. December 14th, that's right, 2007. Hello, what do I do for a living? I talk for a living. Sometimes it doesn't seem like that, does it? We'll be right back.
The Christmas season is a busy season for credit cards, so Michigan Catholic Credit Union is making it well worth your while to use your MCCU Visa card with their holiday Visa balance transfer. Here's the deal. Members who transfer a minimum of $500 to their current or new MCCU Visa between now and February 29th will get a companion airline ticket voucher and 1% cash back on the transfer amount. Talk about getting credit for using your credit. Plus, there are no transfer fees and you can keep the airline ticket for yourself or give it as a gift. Members must qualify for the transfer and increase credit line if applicable with a $500 minimum and $10,000 maximum. No scorecard points will be awarded on the transferred amount, and there's one airline ticket per Visa account. If you're Catholic, Michigan Catholic Credit Union is where you belong. For complete details on getting credit for your credit with the holiday Visa balance transfer offer, stop by the MCCU office nearest you or visit mishcathcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
For our Advent reflection topic this year, we've chosen Our Late Holy Father's Theology of the Body. Father Ricardo studied it extensively while earning his licentiate in sacred theology. On our third program this week, Father John's title is, You Have Been Purchased, and at a Great Price. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
This AAA Traffic Report is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild. Join the Guild by calling 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Here is your up-to-the-minute 990 WDEO AAA Metro Detroit Traffic Report. This is Scott Matthews reporting. Construction update along 75. You're going to find 75 northbound ramp to Lafayette. That's closed down. That'll be closed down until 2009. Ambassador Bridge traffic must use the Clark Street exit at this point. 75 northbound ramp to Telegraph Road. You're going to find that closed down. That'll reopen up tomorrow, hopefully, if they stick to their word on that one. 75 northbound connector ramp to 96 westbound. You're going to find that closed down. That'll be in effect through 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So after this weekend, at least we'll have some of the projects out of the way. By the way, 75 southbound ramp to Michigan Avenue, that is still closed until February 20th of next year.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild calendar invites you to activate your faith. Don't miss the Family of Faith Apostolate's December meeting Friday the 14th at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Plymouth. Dan Czarnecki will be the speaker discussing discerning God's will. Call 313-563-7804 for more information. All men are invited to Braveheart's monthly men's breakfast Saturday, December 15th at St. Joseph's in Lake Orion. This month's speaker is Paco Gavrilides, talking about protecting wives and children from today's anti-family influences. For more information, call 248-693-6215, extension 401. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
And now back to Teresa Tomeo and Catholic Connection.
Welcome back. Catholic Connection, Friday morning, December 14th. Good to be with you. Teresa Tomeo, Ave Maria Radio. Love talking about pro-life issues and pro-life events. And if you've never been to the March for Life, well, you got to go. You just have to go. You so have to be there, as the kids would say. I'll be there, God willing. Also, along with lots of folks from Michigan, including our guest in studio this morning, Karen Wallach-Cavage with Right to Life of Michigan, the Lansing chapter. And your offices are literally like just a few feet away from us here at Ave Maria, right? Good morning.
Good morning. Correct. I am actually right next to the bookstore and 5 feet away from you over here.
Well, being next to Grace, Our Lady of Grace can be dangerous because you're going to spend a lot of money in there on a regular basis. It's a beautiful bookstore.
It is.
Yeah. Well, tell us about, first of all, your involvement in Right to Life. How did that come about, Karen?
I started in September, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I interviewed for the office manager's position, and I was so fortunate to interview with Barb Listing, and she offered me the job, and I've been there ever since.
So what got you to the point of, you know, you were a stay-at-home mom raising your children, you were always doing a lot of great pro-life activities as a family, but what got to the point where you said, I need to do something more?
Well, you know, for the longest time, I could never understand why I couldn't wrap myself around the pro-life issues. I always pray for the end of abortion. I have children who go to school, and we pray for the end of abortion, and could never understand why I couldn't do this the way I thought I should do it. And so when this opportunity came up, and the more I thought about it and prayed about it, it worked out to where there is no reason why I can't stand up for this. I can do this, and I can walk and talk it, mm-hmm. and hopefully wrap around it and make some changes for myself as well, and not worry about offending people. I think that was part of my problem, is who could I offend? Well, it's too bad.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is going
to
be.
Yeah, Jesus came to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted.
Right. Right.
And the truth is the truth.
It is. And it took a little bit of time and a little bit of pushing it from some friends and God willing, and thank goodness for Right to Life, because they're going to let me do it.
So what are your primary responsibilities now at the office?
I have a resource center, so we offer books and videos to loan and to lend, and we have plenty of brochures and pamphlets on abortion and euthanasia. Stem cell research is a big topic right now.
Right.
So I also have T-shirts and things that you can use for fundraisers. Mostly I have a lot of people coming in for brochure information who do sidewalk counseling, or who have family members that are looking at abortions, or who have, some people have interested in stem cell research because of the University of Michigan here.
Yeah.
Locally.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of students doing papers. So anybody who's interested in any of the information I have, come right in. I'd be happy to help you.
And that's in Lobby C of Domino's Farms.
Lobby
C. So it's a real educational opportunity that you're offering us.
It is. And I also have a lot of information for homeschoolers, a lot of curriculum that will help them if they have activities that they want to provide for their churches, for their own homeschooling associations. So whatever churches need as well, I have available for them for Sunday school and CCD classes.
Great. Now, this will be the first time you're actually attending the Big March for Life, huh?
It is. It'll be very much an experience.
So you've never been there before? Oh, you just wait.
No.
I was saying earlier, you are just going to be blown away. It is amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to take my 16-year-old high school daughter mm-hmm. with me, and we're going to take the trip there and do it and come back.
That's it's a long trip on the bus ride, but I imagine it would be a lot of fun because you have all the young people and all the excitement.
Right.
So give us the details. If people want to sign up for this, what's the best thing they can do in terms of signing up for this particular bus trip? Where are you leaving from and when?
We're going to be leaving from here in Ann Arbor, Lobby C. We have actually two places that we're leaving from. One is Warren and Dearborn, and then the other one is here from Ann Arbor. So you can contact me as well as Rachel Miller, who's in the Farmington Hills office. And we'll get you the information, but we'll definitely register you, and you can leave from either place. And we have plenty of seats available. But they're going to be going fast. We're hoping that within the next few weeks, we've got a few people that are pushing it outside. Michelle Burke, who's pushing
right,
us quite a bit,
right, yeah,
and some of the other field reps. So
now, in terms of the cost, how much is it?
We have a student rate of $90. And a senior rate of $90, and an adult rate of $95.
And that includes what? Just your ride there and back?
It includes your ride there and back.
Okay. And in terms of, so people aren't really literally staying overnight. You're just really coming right back.
Coming right back. We can bring everything you want to bring on the bus, and your pillow and your blanket, and there's a movie going to be played. And
right.
You can bring food and whatever else you want to bring, and sit down and relax and watch the scenery go by.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I would really encourage people to do it. That's a decent price, too. It's pretty affordable for most people.
It is. It is. And it really helps for those who can't stay very long, who have to go back to work or go back to school the next day. And so we'll be leaving that afternoon and driving and getting there for the march, and then getting back on the bus and coming home that evening, and we'll be back by the 23rd.
23rd, yeah, because the actual date is the 22nd. It's different. Usually it's on a Monday. This year it's on a Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah. What do you hope most of all that you'll come back with after this experience? What are you praying for?
You know, I have to admit, the more I read and the more information that I find that is so inaccurate, the more excited I get. So I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of people who are on the same path or on the same journey that I'm on,
mm-hmm.
and that I can really feel like this is not a wasted effort. Sometimes I sit back in that office and I think, oh my gosh, there's so much to do and there's no time. But there's so many people out there doing the same thing, and it's
yeah.
really, really feels good to know that you're not alone in this big pool.
That's probably the biggest thing that I got from it. The first time I was there that I saw, I just said, oh my goodness, there are so many people that feel the same way. It's not represented in the culture by the media. You don't hear about it, but you know, we are not alone. We are by far the majority.
We are. We are, and it's hard to know that because we're sitting by ourselves, or we're doing sidewalk counseling, or we're doing little things that seem to make such a little amount of difference, but they do make a difference, and I think that's exciting. And when I see these high school kids
oh, yeah.
who are wanting to write pro-life essays and get up in front and actually speak about it, that's exciting. When I see a lot of young people who are excited, who come in and say, I've got somebody in my class who's talking about abortion, what can I do? You know, it just breaks my heart that I can't, go and shake some sense into them. So I'm looking forward to really wrapping it all around all that.
You bring up a really good point, though, in terms of the misinformation and the inaccuracies that are out there in the media about the issues, especially with stem cell research and also the impact of abortion. And that really gets you motivated when you see, and when the more you read, the more you learn, because a lot of people are not exposed to the same types of studies and research that we have because the media ignore it. They ignore the body of evidence that shows that abortion is harmful to women, that there is a connection between abortion and increased suicide rates and depression and drug addiction and all kinds of medical problems and everything like that. And we know this. And so for me, it just fires me up even more when I see, as you said, the misinformation campaign that goes on.
The website that righttolife.org has is just phenomenal. If you ever need information at your hand right off the bat, it's always up to date. It's very current. And it has a lot of issues that you need to know about before you can actually start speaking about it. And when it comes to the media and some of the articles I read, if you don't stop and write back immediately, they'll never make a change.
Exactly.
And all the information is at your hands if you just take the time to look for it. It's there. And
you know, you're getting such a skewed perspective from the media. I will say when the latest stem cell breakthrough came through a couple of weeks ago, they had to report on that, and they did. And actually, it was pretty balanced. That was the first time, I think, in years, I actually saw balanced coverage on the issue.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it becomes a huge plus for us, and it keeps the ball rolling for the benefits of stem cell, adult stem cell research versus embryonic.
Now, Michigan Right to Life has a separate website, don't they, for stem cell research,
believe? You can get to it, stemcellscures.com, but you can also get it from righttolife.org as well. Just look on their page, and it'll say stem cell research. It'll get you right there.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give more details in terms of your information for the bus trip, so people want to know. For your particular chapter, is there a number they should call to register, or what's the best bet?
They can call Rachel Miller at 248-553-8800, or they can call me at 734-930-7474.
All right. We'll be right back with Karen Wallach-Havage, and she is with Right to Life of Michigan. We're talking about the bus trip that is coming up, of course. It's really a great thing if you've never done this. This is a quick way to do it. $90 for students, $95 for adults. You can ride on the bus. You can be back within a day. 10 hours there, 10 hours back. You go for the march, and you'll be tired, but you will come back so energized and so fired up. It's well worth it. We'll be right back on Catholic Connection on your Friday morning edition. Stay tuned.
The car business is a numbers business. And here are some pretty impressive numbers for Gene Butman Ford. Starting with 50. That's 50 years they've been serving the Ypsilanti community, which translates into 2,600 weeks or 18,250 days. You can only imagine the number of vehicles that includes and the number of satisfied customers. Just think about it. No one stays in business that long without doing things right. And isn't that the kind of company you trust to sell you a car? Here's another impressive number. 6 years winning the President's Award for Customer Sales and Service. That puts Gene Butman Ford in the top 5% of dealers nationally. Now is a great time to find out why so many people have spent so many years buying from Gene Butman Ford. Because they'll beat your best competitive deal and donate $100 to the Catholic organization or church of your choice. Visit Gene Butman Ford at 2105 Washtenaw Avenue in Ypsilanti or online at butmanford.com.
And now here's your grand prize question on Smart Shopping. Name two reasons to support the advertisers on Ave Maria Radio.
Because they keep the station on the air and Ave Maria finds advertisers we can trust.
Now, what should you do when you shop one of these advertisers?
Tell them you're an Ave Maria radio listener.
And finally, where can you find a list of these advertising partners?
Under advertising at AveMariaRadio.net.
That's right. When you support Ave Maria advertisers, everyone wins.
You've heard Ken Town of Fellowship Home Lending talk about adjustable rate mortgages on the radio. Now get information 24/7 on the web, including calculators and a free insider mortgage report at fellowshiphomelending.com. Your schedule is crazy, and it's hard to call Ken during the day sometimes, but you can hear his mortgage wisdom and get valuable tools any time of the day or night at fellowshiphomelending.com. Get your answers right now at fellowshiphomelending.com.
Eight fifty-three. Welcome back. Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection. The weather's not too bad out there, I'll tell you. We are blessed compared to what they had in some of the plain states. And now they're getting this big, huge storm out east in New England and northeastern Pennsylvania. Philadelphia's getting hit. It's just a mess out there. So praise God that the roads are dry this morning and should be a safe drive to work as well as one home. It's going to be about 35 degrees today, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, cloudy, and it'll be a little bit cooler, high of around 30. We are going to get some snow starting, and they say late afternoon, early evening. Could see accumulation between 3 to 6 inches, but still, it's not going to be, you know, ice storms, thank goodness. And then more snow on Sunday and a high about 29 degrees, a little bit cooler on Sunday. Again, right now, 34, 35 out there, cloudy skies. The sun's going to come out, though. It's going to be a pretty nice day. It's not even officially winter yet, so we still have about a week left until winter rolls around. We're talking with Karen Wallacavage, and she is with Right to Life of Michigan, particularly the Lansing office within the Lansing Diocese. And we're talking about the big bus trip, the big road trip coming up, and you guys are leaving. Exactly when?
We are leaving the
21st, because the actual date is on the 22nd.
We're leaving in the afternoon, and we will be loading up all your pillows and blankets and things you can bring, food, whatever you want to bring.
Munchies, whatever.
Munchies.
Caffeine to keep you awake for the coffee.
We will have potty breaks, so you can stop on the bus. So we'll load them up and drive the whole evening and night and get to the rally, get to the march. And then load them back up later that day, next day, and get them home by the 23rd.
Send me an email when you get back. I'm curious to see what you think, how you're impacted by it, because I think you will be really motivated when you come back. And just the number of people. And the cool thing is that you'll see signs from all over the world. I met people last year from Malta, from Italy, from Ireland, England, of course, Canada. Busloads come in from Canada because they're so close. But, I mean, it's just amazing.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're going to be excited. So give us the phone number again, Karen. For more information?
You can call Rachel Miller at 248-553-8800, or you can call me at 734-930-7474.
Or if you're in the Plymouth, Ann Arbor area, you can stop by Lobby C, Domino's Farms.
Lobby C, come see me. I have a candy dish full of chocolate.
Well, there you go. Gotta have chocolate, gotta as we were chocolate. Saying during the break. All right, Karen, thanks so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Michelle and Robert Burke I said hello.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yes, and all the best, and good Lord willing, we'll see you in Washington.
I hope so.
All righty. We are at 8:56 right now. It's a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Do hope your Friday is going well. Coming up in the National Hour, we check in with moral theologian Dr. Pia D. Seleni, who wants to talk to us about a number of different things, including Advent traditions, and she has said she finally got through the encyclical, the Holy Father's encyclical. She wants to share some comments on that. And she's also going to be reflecting on his wonderful message on the World Day of Peace. Also, Barbara Nicolosi with some movies we should or shouldn't be seeing. And we'll find out about a brand new, big, huge, major, like, totally awesome affiliate in San Francisco, AM 1260. Folks from Immaculate Heart Radio on the West Coast are going to be joining us, talking about the growth and the spread of Catholic radio. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Eric Tarahowski is a college seminarian at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. Without the help of the Fisherman's Fund, Eric might not reach his goal of ordination to the priesthood.
Absolutely, the Fisherman's Fund has been significant. My education wouldn't be possible without it. The fund covers most of my seminary tuition. It really helps my parents, too, since they're absorbing much of the financial burden.
You must be grateful for the Fisherman's Fund, then.
Very grateful. Now I can focus on my studies and my spiritual formation without worrying about tuition each term. And later, after ordination, not worrying about repaying student loans.
The Fisherman's Fund is a lay-driven outreach funded completely by the laity. It exists solely because of your generosity. Could you help seminarians like Eric and Sacred Heart's many lay ministry students to reach their goal of serving in your parishes? Call the Fisherman's Fund at 313-883-8779. There are many ways to help. Call 313-883-8779.
Faith, family, and the culture of life. It's Family Man with Catholic therapist Dr. Gregory Popchak.
In his Introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales speaks of the importance of presenting an attractive faith to the world, a faith that rather than focusing on grim piety, rejoices in the truth and emphasizes the joy of the Lord in all we do. St. Francis' point is that the best way to evangelize is to help people see that Christianity is the path to joy in an otherwise worrisome workaday world. St. Francis knew what he was talking about. A new study found that when other people are joyful around us, the part of our brains responsible for laughter and smiling